930 WEOL. Good morning.
Thanks. Good morning.
So the kids in Wellington School District, they have a, you know, they have a college right here that they can take advantage of. Talk a little bit about that collaboration that takes place for these fortunate students in this part of the county.
It's actually great for high school students, and not only Wellington students. We pull from Oberlin, Keystone, actually out of county also, Ashland County, Huron County. So all of those students are able to take classes at the Wellington Center. Most of them do it in the morning and then return in the afternoon to their schools.
How does somebody from another county get to take advantage of Lorain County? I thought that was special for people in Lorain County community.
Nope, we're really? Open to anybody? All different. Wow. And Ashland and Huron County don't have community colleges, so okay. It's a great asset for them also. So all over. We offer classes.
So is it sort of like the College Credit Plus? Is that the program?
It is. It is. So we have a lot of students who start, you know, actually they can start as young as seventh grade if they're eligible, which means college credit ready, college ready. But most of them start 10th, 11th grade, sometimes 11th, 12th grade. Works out really nicely with the rural school districts because a lot of times they aren't able to offer as many classes in a rural school when you're graduating with 80, 90 students. So senior year, they might take a couple and see how they like it, that type of thing. So it's a great way to get started.
You mentioned they could take it as early as seventh grade and maybe a rare circumstance. How does that happen? How do you know a 12-year-old is ready for that kind of thing?
They come in and they take a test, an assessment. We call it the Accuplacer assessment. So a lot of times people do it. And it's not only, in my mind, they have to be academically ready, but they also have to be socially, emotionally ready because they will be taking classes with not only high school students, but adult students, that type of thing. So
could they even get a college degree before a high school degree?
Yes. I think there were 50-some students this year who did that in Lorain County that usually we finish at the college before the high school, so they received their associate degree. They didn't pay any funds with regards to tuition or books or anything, and then they received their high school degree.
That's the way to go.
And sure. Yes.
As a parent.
Right. It seems like an alternative universe. It's kind of flipping things around. I'm a college graduate with an associate's degree and a high school degree. But just that just plans them for their future and gives them a lot. And obviously this is something that the Lorain County Community College does provide as well. But it's also, this is used for adult students as well, right?
Oh, definitely. And, yeah. Definitely. Any age. We have students in their 50s, 60s, 70s. Any age student can come and take classes. We have academic classes. We have continuing education classes that are your more fun type of things. So we have a Bible study class. So all different types of things we offer.
One of the possibilities I noticed, I get news releases every now and then, and one has a tie-in with agriculture in this area where there are formal programs. You host them there, take part in there to help farmers in this area advance their skills and what they can do with their land.
Exactly. We have a very strong partnership with Lorain County Farm Bureau. And we've actually hired a person about a year or 2 years ago who works on developing workshops for them. So be it monitoring their land or crops, that type of thing. So those are more hands-on type workshops that usually in the evening around before or after planting time and harvesting time, which is all different this year because of the season and how things are going for our farmers. But we do a lot in that area also. Also for youth, agricultural youth. So this summer we're doing some events to get them ready for the fair. So we're doing a buyer letter boot camp to help them prepare how to write a letter to sell their animal, and then a confidence in the ring event to help them with showing their animal, to give them some tips and stuff. So both youth and the farmer.
Where do you find the instructors or people that will provide that information for the students?
Usually people volunteer with regards through farm, through the farm board, the youth farm board, that type of thing. So that's not usually a problem
okay,
at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if people come, can they do the whole admission process?
Yes.
At your location?
Yes, they can do everything at our center. They can register, see advisors, financial aid, all that type of stuff. And we even help students who decide, you know, they're only going to take online classes, or they're going to take classes in Elyria because that works for them, but they live down here. So we're really an extension of Lorain County Community College, and they can do anything at our center they could do in Elyria. And we help students a lot in that way. And if they need to connect with someone in Elyria, we help them do that. So we really try and bridge that for them so they're not always having to drive up there.
Again, kind of a sign of the times where you have so many options, so many different ways to take advantage of college opportunities. You mentioned even some of the online possibilities.
Yes, yes. We're really growing with online possibilities, and a lot of people really like that for the flexibility, especially the students, like you said. Now that we have high-speed internet available a little more in the rural areas, a lot of students will do the online classes. Again, at our center, we have computers that and a computer lab that are always open when we're open, so you could even take an online class and come to the center and utilize our computers if that worked best for you.
Where is your center located in Wellington?
Just north on Route 58. It's on Commerce Drive, right across from McDonald's.
Okay. Probably driven by it hundreds of times and just, you know, maybe just not taking a look to see where it is, because the fast food places get my first attention as well. But it's an opportunity for people then to take the advantage of Lorain County Community College in all of what needs to be done, whether
exactly.
It's here or in Elyria as well.
Yes, and we offer, anyone can stop by anytime, ask questions if they're just interested, just want to check it out. We do a lot in the community with regards to events, so we're always open. We have a genealogy group that meets once a month. We have a book club that meets. If someone just wants some meeting space, you know, they're willing to check out the center and see if it fits their needs.
Where are we in the process right now? Registering for fall classes? Is
Correct.
That taking place?
Yes, right definitely now? Register now. Classes are filling. We start August 26th.
Write that down.
Well, that's
August 26th.
That's a week after the start. That's right after the end of the Lorain County Fair.
It is.
For this year.
Yeah. Good.
So of course, the calendar kind of changes year to year, but that's how it's working out
yes.
This year. If people want to find out more, how do they go about getting information about it?
They can check our website. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and they can also call 647-1776.
Great. Our portion brought to you by Lorain County Community College. Real education, real jobs, a real future. Register now for fall classes. And our guest this morning, Amy Zmania, joining us. Thank you very much for stopping in this morning. Tell us all about what's happening in Wellington and the Lorain County Community College's involvement.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time this morning. It is coming up on 9 o'clock.